This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Standing by its new national security law that took effect June 30th, China has continually pushed back against countries who have criticized the measure and is now raising the stakes with Canada for its role in providing refuge for Chinese residents who flee to the North American country. The Chinese ambassador to Canada is warning the Trudeau government not to grant asylum to Hong Kong. Ambassador Zhang Peiwu branded pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong as violent criminals and said if Canada grants them asylum, that amounts to interference in China's internal affairs. Canadian Foreign Minister François-Philippe Champagne called Zhang's statement, quote, totally unacceptable and disturbing, end quote. A pair of town hall appearances on the same night and the same time to replace a canceled presidential debate. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has more on this story.
President Trump was on NBC from Miami. Moderator Savannah Guthrie asking if he had a coronavirus test before his first debate against Democrat Joe Biden.
Did you take a test on the day of the debate? I guess it's the bottom line.
I probably did, and I took a test the day before and the day before.
Trump's positive test 2 days after that debate landed him in the hospital for 3 days. Biden, in Philadelphia for a town hall carried by ABC, says Trump has failed to lead from the start of the pandemic.
He missed enormous opportunities and kept saying things that weren't true. It's going to go away by Easter. Don't worry about it. It's going to all, when the summer comes, it's all going to go away like a miracle.
The two men are slated to be on stage at Belmont University in Nashville next Thursday for their final debate. I'm Tim McGuire.
With both sides digging in their heels as another deadline passed, the European Union and Britain are demanding concessions from one another in talks on a basic trade deal that would soften the economic blow of the coronavirus.